Hello, this is Ben Bingham, and I attend the Oakland Church of Christ, which meets at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. What kind of faith does God want from us? To answer that question this week, we're looking at a few of the faithful people described in Hebrews chapter 11. Yesterday, we looked at the account of Noah's obedient faith and realized that if he had faith only, without obedience, he would have died in the flood. But his faith pushed him to obey everything God commanded him, and he and his family were saved by God. Today we're going to look at Sarah in Hebrews 11, verses 11 and 12. We read, "By faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore." Why is Sarah's faith impressive here? She has always been barren. She and her husband Abraham are both now well beyond the age of having children. So this seems especially unlikely to come to pass. Listen to their initial reactions to God's promise that they would have a child. First, God tells Abraham in Genesis 17, verses 16 through 19, "I will bless her, and moreover I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of people shall come from her." Then Abraham fell on his face, and laughed, and said to himself, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" So Abraham's first reaction is to laugh. I think mine would be too. Then in Genesis chapter 18, Sarah finds out, and guess what her reaction is? We find that in chapter 18, verses 10 through 15. "The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out, and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you, about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, No, but you did laugh. So Sarah has the same reaction here that Abraham had when he heard the news. She laughs. And yet, in spite of all the reasons why she could remain skeptical and refuse to believe, the Hebrews author says she considered him faithful who had promised. She believes because she knows God can overcome any odds. And what is the result? Her son is born, Isaac, whose name means he laughs. And Sarah says in Genesis 21, 6 and 7, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. God rewards Sarah for having faith in even his promises that seem inconceivable. Are there any of God's promises to you that seem hard to believe? What about this promise in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4? His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. God promises us that we can escape the sin and corruption in our lives, even to the point of sharing God's likeness, his nature. We can be like God. Don't dismiss or disbelieve these promises. If you follow him in obedient faith, the way Sarah did, you will be rewarded. Tomorrow we will look at a man named Joseph and his faith even on his deathbed. On behalf of the Oakland Church of Christ, thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for more from God's Word.